Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Let's go. Welcome back. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hom, Bart Scott with you this morning. And we do have some, we're starting to settle some of these quarterback situations around the league. One that we just told you about a few minutes ago that did get settled, and that is in New Orleans, where they have decided that Jameis Winston will be your starter, which I know you laugh at because it does seem like something like
it's a joke, man.
Was that really a competition?
One dude threw for 5,000 yards already. Yeah, he had a lot of turnovers, but he's like a guy that was a number one overall pick, and we're surprised that he's a starter over a dude that's probably how old is the dude? Dude like 70 years old. It ain't like he's a new quarterback. This dude's
Who's
old
70?
As hell. Taysom Hill, old
well,
as
Adam
hell.
Schefter is reporting that. Winston, who's 27, by the way, will be the week one starter when they host the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, Jeremy Fowler talked about this yesterday, that it was already becoming sort of a fait accompli in New Orleans because he was saying that that Winston was receiving significant locker room support throughout the week, and actually many of his teammates treating him as if he was already going to be the starter. Like they knew he was the guy. Sean Payton has been holding off on making that announcement, and I think they were trying to give Taysom Hill an opportunity. You don't know what's all behind that, Bart, but still, like, you know, if it's, you know, you want to reward a guy who's been a big part of your offense, and Hill will still continue to be a big part of that offense, I imagine.
A part of the offense, right? Yeah, listen, he's like the fourth most important like person like on the offense when you think about it's like he's a gadget guy. He's a guy that's great in moderation. You can't give a guy like that, you know, the ability to, you know, he helps you out in so many different ways. You know, Jameis Winston allows you to have your best players on the field at all times because now you put him at quarterback. Now you can do the gadgets with Taysom.
Yes.
You can put him in with the RPOs. You can put him with the Wildcat. You can put him in a slot. What he is he's a football player. What he isn't is a complete quarterback.
Now, remember, this was, you know, Winston left Tampa after a season where, as you mentioned, like he had a huge season passing-wise, his 5,000 yards.
He just risked the biscuit too much.
33 touchdowns, but 30 interceptions.
Yeah.
He had the ultimate 30 for 30, and a big part of that, though, was, again, Bruce Arians and the no risk it, no biscuit kind of approach.
Certain things you can't say to certain guys.
Yeah, right.
You don't tell Jameis, just put it up. No, man, he's going to put it up. Because, you know, with the arm talent he has, he thinks he can throw through anything. I mean, you see that pass to the kid, was it Lawrence or Moore? Like, that went over two defenders. That was double covered. And Jameis put it where only his receiver can get it, man. So, like, he's a special arm talent, but he has to learn how to win to, like, play within itself and understand that he's not in Tampa. The Tampa he was in, he was the entire team. He has players around him now. He has great players. He has a great coach.
Kamara,
staff.
Michael Thomas, when he comes back from the injury, obviously, you know, like they've
great
got playmakers.
Line, Ramchek, he has protection. He's not going to be getting hit in the back of his head. That's, you know, because you talk about his interceptions. I think I have more problems with his fumbles. But we just talked to Sean O'Hare, and he told us that the fumbles are
based on
offensive line and, you know, him thinking the protection's picked up and the ball's coming out of his hands.
No, look, the Saints become a very interesting story because it was replacing Drew Brees. Not that Drew Brees was great last year. You could see that it was the end for him. But still, the Saints have been for a long time, have been that team that just every year you just count them in, that they are going to be a competitive team. Whether or not they've had heartache in the postseason is another story. But every year, they are always there. And now you wanted to see the hardest thing to do is replace an all-timer like a Drew Brees. A lot of franchises take that step back. We saw what the Patriots.
Buffalo just did it.
Yeah, the Patriots last year, certainly what they had to do in trying to transition after losing Tom Brady. Now the Saints hope that Jameis Winston, who's only 27, still very much in his prime, a former number one overall pick, can be their guy now for a long time. Chris Kenny, whose voice you heard in the rejoin there, by the way, who was joining us earlier in the week, he talked about the impact that Jameis Winston could have on the Saints if, of course, the turnovers are under control.
He saw something down the field. It looked like he wanted to take a shot at it, but then he thought better of it, and he decided he was going to check the ball down to Tony Jones. Now, even though it was an incompletion, that decision to not try to push the ball into a coverage where it could end up being a turnover-worthy play, like to me, that shows the growth and maturation of the quarterback, and that has everything to do with being able to get with Sean Payton and watch Drew Brees up close and personal last year. So if Jameis can show that type of restraint, if he can avoid making those critical mistakes and then continue to challenge all three levels of the defense the way that he did last night, I just think that that makes this New Orleans Saints offense a problem once we get to the regular season.
Now, Bart, last year the Saints are 12-4. Last year they won the division. Where are they going this year? Can they just stay right there at that standard? I mean, it's them, it's Tampa, and really the rest of that division. You know, you got Carolina, Atlanta, but it's them and Tampa fighting for the supremacy in that division and also in the NFC.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they flip-flop, right? When you think about last year, the Saints won the division and Tampa went in as a wild card. I think you just flip it, right? I think Tampa wins the division. I think the Saints move in as potentially a wild card because that defense is Super Bowl caliber. You know, let's see if Davenport can take the next step because this is a guy that they gave up a first-round draft pick to move up and get, and he hasn't lived up to expectations. But Jameis Winston just has to be able to play within himself. Like he throws such a beautiful ball. He's probably one of the most talent. I would put him up there to the top five as far as arm talent than anybody, right? It's just decision-making. And the first decision he made was understanding that he wasn't going to be back in Tampa and understanding that, listen, he could go search to try and be a starter somewhere or he can go to the best situation. And that took a lot of maturity as a number one overall pick, as a guy that has played well in this league, to humble himself and say, you know what, I'm not going to play football this year because I'm behind a Hall of Famer, but, man, when that guy retires, I'm going to be in the best situation of maybe arguably anybody in the NFL because I'm inheriting offense that is growing his packages, a general manager that knows how to build a team around a championship-caliber organization, and an organization that used to be called the Aints, but now you call them the Saints because you put that respect on their name because they've been one of the most consistent franchises over the last decade.
Since Sean Payton got there, like, it's just been a totally different type of franchise. Obviously, Drew Brees being a huge part of that as well, but that's what they've been, and they're trying to continue to be that with Jameis Winston. But you mentioned he's got number one pick, who ended up being pushed out because they were going to get Tom Brady. So they push him out of Tampa, and we're kind of seeing that now. Like, Trubisky's doing it now in Buffalo. Mariota, who's also in the Winston draft, like, he also, you know, I'm going to take a year as a backup. Yep. You come in, you're a young quarterback, and you're just thrown to the Wolves. You got to play right away. It doesn't work out. You end up moving on, and sometimes taking that step back. All right, I had this experience of playing.
Let's take a breath.
But now, yeah, and that's starting to work. And that's starting to become a formula for a lot of these young quarterbacks. And, you know, is Trubisky the next guy we look at and think, you know, the next time we see him as a starter could be somewhere else, and maybe he'll be a lot better than he was and learn from that experience? Because that's what Winston has to do from the Tampa experience.
Because guess what? You have a year where you don't have to deal with the pressure. You have a deal that sometimes it's hard to see the big picture when you're so close to it. But then when you have to step back and you get to learn. And also, like, listen, let's not think that all situations are created equal. Like, you can, like, we're talking about Ryan Tannehill and why the Tennessee Titans are potentially a Super Bowl contender. Well, he was an outcast. He was an outcast from Miami, and he was a backup to Mariota, and he got the opportunity. So you got to plan accordingly. You got to look at places like if I'm a quarterback that's going to be on the market next year, I'm looking at Denver, right? I'm saying we know that Teddy Bridgewater is a bridge quarterback, right?
So become that. Yeah, right, I hate that.
He's become that. Like, and he's a guy that was once seen as a franchise quarterback. He's probably younger than Jameis Winston or right there at the same age as Jameis Winston. But we know that the narrative on him has already been kind of, you know, written in stone. But it's in.
Well, Bridgewater kind of did this, like, you know, did have to unseat somebody.
Went to the Jets and then went there. But, he had much different
pass. The injury, of course, was a big deal.
And that's the concern. But Jameis Winston, no injury with Jets.
This in mind, like, Sam Darnold leaves the Jets, goes to Carolina.
He may be the quarterback for them.
And that's the thing. Like, he's not one that's going to do this because he's going to be the starter there.
Right.
Right. That's his job. But sometimes quarterbacks, when they're young, they're thrown to the Wolves. It doesn't work out. And then they go somewhere. And you said, like, take that breath. It seems to be the right thing.
Steve Young has done it.
Also, by the way, if you're going to go somewhere and have an internship year or a redshirt year, do it with a guy like Sean Payton.
Exactly.
Like, if you're going to go somewhere. Like, Mariota went with John Gruden.
Right.
Who was considered a quarterback guy.
But he also went to a place where he thought that it was a vulnerability at the quarterback position. Because if they loved Derek Carr, they would have gave him an extension. Derek Carr contract is like 4 years old, right? And John Gruden continues to throw him under the bus. So it was a great place for Mariota to go. And Trubisky, you know, maybe, just maybe, Matt Nagy's not that good of a coach. And maybe him going with Daboll, he's going to learn how to be a quarterback, and now he's going to have an opportunity to have a second act, right? Not too many quarterbacks have a second act, right? Jamarcus Russell, no second act, right? You think about Ryan Leaf, no second act. Think about all the guys that didn't have a second act is because they couldn't humble themselves enough to realize that it's not just on the organization.
To be a backup.
But it's on them too. So go humble yourself, regather yourself. So a lot of credit has to go to Jameis Winston because it had to be humiliating to go within the same division and sit there and watch your team win the Super Bowl, come in there, and they're looking, look how much better we are without you.
Yeah, same division too, right?
Yeah.
And now he gets to start against them.
Yeah. How you like me now? We and when Tom Brady retires, how you like me now?
We will certainly find out. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
Fake. Them the type of stuff that I hate. Damn.
All right, let's play some real or not real. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Sam Acho back with us. And on the Goodyear Hotline, Paul Finebaum joins us.
One of the
Paul
biggest thugs
Finebaum
in the game
show.
Right here, man. I love OG. Hellboy. Straight up street cred. Keeping it real goes wrong. Anybody got a problem with him? They got a problem with me, son.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
What is going on?
How are we doing? All right.
Man, at least now I can get the names right with Bart and Scott. Bart.
It's all good. It's my dog, though. Smack the taste.
I actually feel like Paul Finebaum can call me anything he wants as long as he just keeps answering the call. All right, so real or not real, coaches that will be at their current school or program next year after this season. So real or not real, Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
Not real. I mean, he's got no chance. They just should go ahead and fire him today and save the agony of waiting till November.
Dylan. I told nobody spits the hot fire. Like,
Sam, you agree?
Well, no. I got a question, though, because Paul does spit hot fire.
Yes.
Why wasn't he fired earlier? Like, why this year? Why not any other of the previous poor years?
Because Michigan manages its football program like an art museum. They don't look at it the way the rest of us do, that you actually have to win and beat your rival. What they did was cut his contract, and that will almost make it that has made it apparent that he'll probably lose his job after this year. And I know what we all said about Harbaugh 5, 6, 7 years ago when he was a Super Bowl coach and a championship coach in the NFL. But he's been an abject disaster at Michigan. He was the most heralded hire other than Urban Meyer of the last probably 8 or 9 years in college football. And I'm not really sure what he's done. And he shouldn't have been retained. He was, but the question wasn't should he have been retained. The question you asked me is, will he be back next year? And the answer is no.
Yeah, as a Michigan resident, this is a major disappointment, you know, that Harbaugh couldn't come there and, one, just beat Ohio State. I mean, the bar is really low right now, you know, let alone to be in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, how about keep it within about 4 touchdowns, okay?
They get a handicap?
Low-hanging fruit.
Real or not real? Let's continue. How about we go to Nebraska with Scott Frost? Will he be at the current school in 2022?
So let me make sure I understand. Is real that he'll be there or real that he'll be gone? I'm not sure.
Yeah, real he'll be there, not real is that he'll be gone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't have this game at home. I'll have to play along on TV. I don't think he'll be there either. Everything I just said about Jim Harbaugh, just move on over to Scott Frost. Favorite son. The only difference was Scott Frost led his team to a national championship at Nebraska 4 years ago or 3 years ago when he left Central Florida. He was the hottest coach in the country. The two hottest coaches back then were Chip Kelly and Scott Frost. They're both really doing great now, aren't they? I don't know how Scott Frost survives. He has a new AD, former player Trev Alberts, and the NCAA snooping around. So go ahead and call the moving van.
Amazing. I'm old enough to remember Nebraska as a national power.
Yeah.
Was it Hunk? What did you call Hunks Move Junk?
You're going to do this again?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. People, you always
butcher
that
name. I'm not going to grab the
story. Let's just keep playing the game, shall we? Real or not real? With Paul Finebaum right now. How about Ed Orgeron at LSU? How long can we live off of a national championship?
Well, it's always 2019 for LSU fans, and part of that reason is that Ogeron just he oozes confidence. I think they'll be good this year. So the only thing that will get him are off the field problems combined with a mediocre season. He has off the field issues, but I think he'll have a big year. I think they can win 9 or 10 games, and I think the Coach O on the hot seat conversation needs to be tabled for another day.
All right, that's real. You guys agree?
Yeah, for sure.
National championship 2 years ago. Right. Like, come on, man. Like, pump your brakes.
Yeah, all the LSU people here are talking about, 19. And so I think he'll live off of that no matter how LSU does this year.
You take one national championship for sure. All right, real or not real with Brian Harsin of Auburn after, of course, some controversy already there with him.
Yeah, real. I mean, he hasn't even coached a game yet, guys.
Right,
I don't
right.
mean to, he's inherited a pretty average to mediocre situation left behind by Gus Malzahn. He's been criticized by some, but I think Auburn people like him, and they won't be great this year, but I think that he will get a reasonable leash.
Yeah, I agree with that. He just got there, right? I mean, he's got there. You don't get fired after a year when you just got there, especially with your history of winning at previous programs.
Fair enough. I think I didn't make the list. I'm just reading it. Real or not real, and there's a reason for this one. Lincoln Riley, will he be at Oklahoma after this season in 2022?
I thought he went to the Cowboys a couple of years ago. I was watching ESPN, and everybody was, including me, by the way. He will be there. I think Lincoln Riley has found his niche. He is one of the great quarterback whisperers in recent college football history, and I cannot imagine him leaving, especially now that Oklahoma is heading to the SEC.
Yeah, I think that's real as well. Like, there's been talk for years of Lincoln Riley becoming the heir apparent for the Cowboys. And for years, Lincoln Riley has stayed and won Big 12 championship after Big 12 championship after Big 12 championship. He called AT&T Stadium his second home mm-hmm. at Big 12 Media Day because that's how many times they've played there and won there. And so, yeah, Lincoln Riley I don't think is going anywhere. And OU isn't outside of going to the SEC.
I mean, and the bar is low, right? Like, they you know, we think that they want to win a national championship, but he can do that job for the next 20 years, collect the bag. If you go and you fail as a Cowboy, you know, head coach, your career could be over with. You'd never be able to go back and get that bag, right? So Jerry Jones, you know, he may grow tired of you in 3 years. He can do that for the next 20 years. They'll never fire him.
It's that rare.
But guys, if you want to start firing McCarthy, Alan, if you want to start firing McCarthy, I'm good with that. I can stick around for a couple more segments.
Well, wait till you see what's coming at the end of this. How about this one? Real or not real that this coach will be at his current program in 2022, Ryan Day, Ohio State.
That's a good one because he is coveted by the NFL, but I think it's real. And you could add some of what we said about Lincoln Riley. Everyone talks about Nick Saban recruiting, but Ryan Day right now is recruiting at the same level as Nick Saban at Alabama. And I can't imagine why he would leave right now just to go take a garden variety NFL job that will likely last 2 or 3 years. To me, is not worth it. He has moved into Urban Meyer's spot up there. And you know what? He has not won a national championship yet, but I think he's done a better job in his short tenure there than Urban Meyer did in the last 3 or 4 years at Ohio State.
Take everything Paul Feinbaum said and slide it over to what I'm about to say. Like that, everything you just said, right? Ryan Day has taken over for Ohio State, and there's been no drop-off. And so there are a lot of college coaches that go to the NFL. Urban Meyer seeing it right now and saying, okay, is this really what I signed up for? Is this really going to work out? There are the coaches who have stayed and been happy. And I think Ryan Day is one of those coaches who's going to stay and be happy.
Now, there's a reason why we had that on this list, because we have a bonus real or not real for you, Paul. You want me to fire people? Let's do it. So let's go
I'm ready.
Let's go with Urban Meyer, real or not real. He'll be with his program in 2022. Of course, that would be the Jaguars.
Oh, man, what I'd love to say – would I love to get him fired before he coaches again? He will be there because Urban usually hangs in there for a couple of years before everything starts overwhelming him. So that's real. Now, if you ask me in 2 or 3 years, we might have a different story, but he will be back next year.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll be there. He just got there. It's a rebuild in Jacksonville. We all know that. First overall
he
pick
looked
quarterback.
Miserable in a preseason game.
It's a rebuild, right? 22. Now will he be there in 2024, 5? Probably not.
I mean, I give him two, you saw his face.
I give him 2 years because when you're used to being able to get the best players and you realize that, you know, this is the NFL, and a lot of free agents don't want to go there to Jacksonville. The only thing great about Jacksonville is the pool and no state taxes. Then, you know, he realized that he's not going to be able to attract the type of players he needs to be successful.
I believe we're on in Jacksonville. We love
Duval. I love Lil Duval, though. He's a great comedian.
Yeah. But still, I had to throw that one in there, though, for you, Paul, because I just know how much – you love playing that game. Thanks so much, man.
Well, but I mean, I bet he already regrets going there, based on what I see of his disposition. But hey, guys, it was a pleasure. I'm always available to fire coaches.
All the best. But Paul's right, though. Like he you wonder if in like the back of his mind that he's thinking to himself.
Yeah, man, what
like the money's nice.
The booth was so cool.
What
right?
did I get myself into? You're
chilling in the booth, always right, look like an expert, come out, man. And if they can't win and be successful in Jacksonville, which is going to be hard, right? Because they're already the third best team in the division, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
You can't recruit.
Right.
You're stuck.
Yeah, you can't hire who you want to hire.
The draft is always a challenge as well. There's so much about that. We had Sark on. I mean, he knows it. Like that move is not easy because it's so different that you just want to run back to college, and we'll just see how long it does last there in Jacksonville. At least he's got Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he does have that piece, which is certainly a big piece.
Had that on your resume, the guy who ruined Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, boy. Well, every team, speaking of quarterbacks in the NFL, has one quarterback. It's an amazing story. One quarterback question. Every single team has one going into this season. We're going to answer all of them after Bart tells us about DraftKings.
I'm glad you tell me late. Man, this is the longest read I've ever seen in my life. Football almost here. There's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. As the season is quickly approaching, DraftKings is a one-stop shop to make it rain all season long. To bring it even closer to the action, DraftKings is giving all new players a free shot at $1 million during week one. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, preseason is the perfect time to test your strategy. Just pick up the lineup, stay underneath the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a free shot at huge cash prizes. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code KJZ for a limited time. New players can get a shot at $1 million during week one. Don't miss out on the action. Enter promo code KJZ to get a free shot at $1 million in prizes with your deposit. That's promo code KJZ for the 20th time. Only on DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. And I'm out of breath. Cut me, Mick.
As a fan, this is amazing. This is the time of the year.
This is what we talked about. This is real, man. This is real.
Are you ready? I'm ready.
This is Scott Van Pelt, and I'm ready.
This is Keyshawn Johnson. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are ready.
This is Stafford Steve, and I'm ready.
This is the Bear, and I'm ready.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Oh, Zeke to redo his deal. What I tell you. I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, wait, wait. Give me that breaking news, man.
Did he strike out both Gordon and Simmons on three pitches?
Immaculate inning.
Yeah, this has a chance if he can do it here. He did. Slider, check, swing, and it's strike three. Chris Sale strikes out the side on nine pitches. That was quick.
Sean McDonough with the call, WEEI. Chris Sale throws his third career immaculate inning. Basically, when you strike out the side, three pitches each batter. That's it. One, two, three, and we're done. Third start since Tommy John surgery for Chris Sale, and he struck out eight overall in five and a third innings as the Red Sox beat the Twins 12-2. He struck out the side on nine pitches in the third inning for his third career immaculate inning, and he joins Hall of Famer Sandy Koufax as the only pitchers on record with three immaculate innings. The Yankees have been immaculate for 12 straight games now. Aaron Judge, two-out RBI single, top of the ninth, gave the Yankees win! A 7-6 win over the A's for their 12th straight win. The Yankees led 6-0 after Joey Gallo had a three-run blast in the third. It was Yankees' third homer of the night, but then Oakland stormed back with three homers of their own to tie the score at six before Judge took care of business. Aroldis Chapman pitched around a two-out single in the ninth for the save. To the NFL, where the league is proposing testing vaccinated players every 7 days amid a COVID-19 surge, the league wants to move testing for vaccinated players to once every 7 days from once every 14 days. Players who are not fully vaccinated would continue to be tested daily. The NFLPA wants daily testing for all players, vaccinated or unvaccinated. As of Thursday, nearly 93% of NFL players are at least partially vaccinated, according to NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills. Staff members have been nearly 100% vaccinated since the start of training camp. SportsCenter is brought to you by DoorDash. It's the summer of Dash Pass, and members are getting $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food. Because summer. Try Dash Pass for free and get year-round savings, exclusive menu items, and zero delivery fees now in the DoorDash app. Terms and conditions apply. It feels like Friday, and Bart Scott, you have a little bit of news for us?
It was something, man. Something about, I think somebody.
Maybe
Barcher Diamonds talks about always be careful with greatest shape of your life. Why is that? It's because usually it means that that cap number is getting high and you know that you could be on deck. Now, reportedly, Ezekiel Elliott restructures his contract. You create $6.8 million of salary cap space. Great. That means they can go out and maybe try and make an offer for a guy like Gallup. But what that usually means is that takes all your guaranteed money in your contract and pushes it forward and you have no more guaranteed money, which does what? Exposes you as a free agent or as a player under contract the following year. Like I said before, I think Ezekiel Elliott is in line for that same DeMarco Murray. Thank you for your services, but we got to move along here because you're no longer a top five back in this league.
But wait a minute now. I thought it's a good thing when you restructure your deal.
But it takes away your guarantee. So, like, that layer of protection that you may have later in your contract, you don't have it. They use it as a compromise, right, because it's fake salary cap money because it's all about accounting, right? So that means they move it, your salary, your base salary, into the form of a signing bonus. So they're going to cut Ezekiel Elliott a check, right? But they do that to create space because they're going to do the accounting on the back end.
Oh.
And usually that exposes you as a free agent later because now if they cut you, it doesn't hurt their cap anymore. So I tell you, man, like, his salary cap number is high. You got to be Christian McCaffrey. When you become the highest paid player or the highest paid player at a position, you got to perform at such a high level because in this game, you think about the law of diminished returns comes at the running back position faster than any other spot. So watch what I tell you. I told you that about a week ago. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy. Listen, Ezekiel Elliott is not the future of this team. It's Dak Prescott.
That's
what
why
I tell
paid
you,
him.
Yeah, what I tell you about when you pay your quarterback, you start losing pieces. And the piece that you can afford to lose is Ezekiel Elliott because you can find a great running back in the second round. Hell, you can go trade for Kareem Hunt, bring him in there, and you don't miss a beat.
All right, so we'll see what happens in Dallas, but the restructure
they'll forget that when it happens, they'll forget that I said it, and somebody else will take credit for it.
Barts for Domus.
But it's okay.
Meanwhile,
used to it.
we get back to the quarterback stories all around the league. All 32 teams, we have found there is a story about each quarterback or quarterback competition. So to do that, Evan Wilner comes back, and we're going to play a little quarterback roulette.
Huh, funny how that works.
Yeah.
Will Dak Prescott bounce back from injury?
I think this is going to be an injury-riddled season. You don't get healthier during the season.
Really?
The fact that he has his lat. Like, name me one person that came into the season, they started to have a hurt shoulder or a hurt throwing arm, and it got better when you playing 17 seasons. Andrew Luck? No. Cam Newton? No. Dak Prescott? No. Does he make it through the season? Yes. Is he going to be effective enough to lead them to a Super Bowl? No, because that shoulder or that arm is going to become a problem, and that leg is still a problem.
All right.
And that's why the shoulder
hurts. That's not what the question was. Does he bounce back from the injury? And my answer is yes, he does. He bounces back from the injury. He does play this season. He shows you again the player that he was. Will he deal with some nags and nagging injuries and stuff? Of course he will, because every quarterback is going to deal with that, especially a guy like him. But will he bounce back? Yes. Evan.
Spin it.
The Buffalo Bills.
Will Josh Allen win the MVP?
No. I think he's going to be in the running. He's going to get some votes. I mean, Russell Wilson has yet to win an MVP. I think Matthew Stafford is going to be the MVP because you talk about he's going to explode on the scene, right? Because how many people have really, really watched, you know, Matthew Stafford that it wasn't Lions fans or, you know, fans of that division, right? He's going to surprise you with just how talented he is. He's just as talented as Jameis Winston. He's just talented as Aaron Rodgers. And I think the rest of the league is going to start to realize that. And he's going to have a bit of a renaissance where people are going to start appreciating him. And he has a run that if he can go on a good run for the next 5 years, he can put himself in the Hall of Fame conversation.
Renaissance. Yeah, I mean, he'll be in the conversation for MVP. Will he win it? But it would have to be a hell of a season to do it.
Spin it.
The Cleveland Browns.
When will Baker Mayfield get paid?
When he decides to take a pay cut. Because
what?
I think he has identity crisis. Like, if he thinks he's going to get paid.
How would he take a pay cut?
No, what I'm saying is a pay cut from what the market dictates.
Oh, I see.
He can't go in there and say, I'm Josh Allen. He can't go in there and say, yeah, I'm Patrick Mahomes. He can't even go in there and say, I'm Dak Prescott. It has to be such a sweet deal that they say, you know what, we can still acquire talent with, you know, him being under contract. He's going to have to be somewhere in the $35 million a year range, which is where Aaron Rodgers is, which is, I think, is a win for Baker Mayfield, the fact that he's a guy that isn't a scheme-diverse player, meaning that you can't just put him in any scheme and he's going to be great. He needs a play action heavy run game to be successful and effective in the league.
He's so important to that organization. They should pay him for who he is for them, not for what he is in the league. They have been searching for decades for a guy that they can call their franchise quarterback.
Okay.
They have one. He fits exactly how they want to play. He fits what they are.
Is that
Why
how they want to play?
You pay him.
Is that how they want to play? Well, is that how they're forced to play?
Well, it's how they're built.
What I just tell you, you pay a quarterback that type of money. You
Listen,
start
you're
picking,
Cleveland.
Picking the guy you
You've been
cut.
Waiting decades to find a guy. You're gonna say, you know what? We're not going to pay
franchise
you.
Franchise tag. Oh, you need to keep showing me. I'm not going to give you no $45 million, and I'm eventually going to have to lose one of my corners.
If you were running the Browns, that's why people would say the Browns are going to brown. I don't see it happening here.
Okay. Bart,
so he gets paid at the end of the season.
Bart, I think the word you were looking for was discount, not pay cut. But, you know, moving on.
Yeah, discount.
Fair enough.
Semantics. Tomato, tomato.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh.
Okay.
Quarterback question in Tampa. They got the GOAT. Will this be Tom Brady's best season ever?
See, ever? Like, ever, ever?
Ever, ever? I don't think so. I think, like, they need less of Tom Brady and more of everybody else, right? So they need Tom Brady to preserve him, right? Listen, we've seen great quarterbacks fall off a cliff overnight. We saw Peyton Manning have arguably the greatest season of any, you know, 5,400 yards passing. And then, you know, by the time they won the second Super Bowl, he was throwing wobblers. You got to try and preserve him, run the ball, play great defense, tell Tom to be great in spurts. You don't want Tom sitting up there trying to set the passing record and passing Peyton Manning by trying to throw for over 5,400 yards. Absolutely not. His best season is always going to be the one in which they went undefeated and lost in the Super Bowl with Randy Moss.
4,800 yards passing, 50 touchdowns thrown to 8 interceptions. That's 2007. Yes, I mean, last year, though, 4,600 yards passing, 40 touchdowns. So could he match that? I don't know. But best ever season could also mean just overall. Like, not just stats, but performance of him, his team, and, of course, Super Bowl. More quarterback questions, more quarterback answers. Next, KJZ, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
A motorcycle, ATV, or even a truck that's sitting in your garage that you've been waiting to sell? With RumbleOn.com, you can easily turn your unused vehicle into cash in minutes. RumbleOn.com will give you a cash offer for your vehicle and pick it up for free anytime, anywhere. Harley, Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha. And even if you're just looking to trade in, RumbleOn will pay cash, no matter what the make or model. Visit RumbleOn.com today and enter promo code RADIO to get a $300 increase on your cash offer. Fast bikes. Faster cash.
Yeah. It's been real, Allen. You know what I'm saying?
It's an inside joke.
KJZZ.
Several of them today on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you got to let this roll, though. When is Frankie Beverly Mays, when they going on the Versus? Oh, man, this is perfect for Friday, man. We call it on our show, Barton Hine. You know, it's going to be heard 12 to 3. You know what I'm saying? This week, we call this F It Fridays.
12 to 3, starting September 27th.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. 1 month from today.
1 month.
Mm-hmm. You got 1 month of just 2 hours with me after this.
Okay. Woo-sah. I tell you what,
man. Let me get that extra out.
Absolutely, man. I tell you what, man. This is Feel Good Fridays, man. Everybody have a safe week. No, we ending the show now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we walking off.
You just want to walk off the set?
Yeah. We telling everybody goodbye. You know, it's been real. Listen, I've been sharing Hine for a bunch of months. You know what I'm saying? But I'm taking her back.
I will say this.
Caroline, come to the light.
I will say this. So for the last 5 months, I've had the privilege of sitting in this chair. Well, one of these chairs. Sometimes they move me over there. But the privilege of hosting this show, of helping out, and being part of it, and it's been great. I've missed working with Bart, and luckily I've had the chance this week to get reunited with you. And then we will start doing that again on Monday. I'll go back to the Bart and Hine show. It'd be nice to be on a show with my actual name on it, but still, it's been great, and I do want to thank everybody involved here. They've got a great crew here. You've heard Evan Wilner's voice on the show throughout the show.
Horrible producer, though.
He loves to jump in and talk as much as he can, but he's a fantastic top-shelf producer that we have. Pat Costello, despite going to Fordham, despite being an Eagles fan, still somehow, some way, is also hugely impactful on the show and a terrific host, a terrific producer as well, a terrific friend to a host, with a voice like that in your ear. Alan Yates,
DJ,
another one of the guys, yeah, DJ Killigrew, but also another one of those guys that is a huge part. I don't want to use the word cast of characters, but that's really what it is. In a morning show, that's what you have. It's not just the people you see on the screen or hear on the radio. It's those behind the scenes that are also part of it, and we continue down the line. James Steele, as you know, the resident Chiefs fan, that if you just whisper Chiefs or say anything about Mahomes, he jumps right away at the microphone. We have to mute him sometimes because he gets very aggressive. But to have, you know, again, a group like this, people to work with, a lot of other people behind the scenes, it's just been a lot of fun. It's been a great experience. I've learned a lot. And Bart, you're going to now put up with me this experience on our show.
Well, I've been champ,
I will
right?
be challenging like you champ. Now more than ever.
I was like champ with the Three Stooges, right? I was like the resident cousin that came over every once in a while, got to spend a night and eat all your Fruit Loops.
Right. Something like that. Yeah. We had a studio made for us, and I think I've been in it for a week. Tops, right?
Yeah.
About a week, tops. But you can get Bart and I – starting Monday, as usual, as we have been, but I will now be there again starting noon Eastern every day on ESPN Radio. But again, to everybody working on the show, thank you. This has been certainly a lot of fun. But with that in mind, let's get back to playing some more games. That's the best part about this. So we go more quarterback roulette. Why not? Let's spin the wheel.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, the Seattle Seahawks.
The Seattle Seahawks.
That's a quarterback story.
Here's the question that's on the sheet. I'm going to just throw someone under the bus here. It's not me. I didn't write these questions.
Wow.
Will Russell Westbrook
get
an MVP?
Russell Westbrook. Not enough O's and smooth.
At least Russell Westbrook has won an MVP. Russell Wilson, however, hasn't even gotten a single vote for MVP.
Yeah.
Now, Keyshawn's high on this team. He thinks the Seahawks are going to be that team this year. He thinks the defense got better. He thinks the offense is off the charts.
Because they paid Jamal Adams, they got better?
Well, he thinks that he's a big part of it, but Bobby Wagner's back and healthy.
1 year older.
Okay. All right, so you don't believe.
Not at all.
All right, I tell you what, if they're going to be a team that's going to be a contender, Russell Wilson is probably going to be an MVP or a candidate at least that gets votes this time.
Well, they're going to let Russ cook, right? They went out and got him some protection. But at the end of the day, everybody else in the division got a little bit better. When you think about just getting Jimmy G and Nick Bosa back, that's better than Seattle right there. And you look at, what, the Cardinals were able to bring in and J.J. Watt, Chandler Jones coming back, A.J. Green. I'll take that roster. And listen, I just told you, I think Matthew Stafford is the MVP from the team that won the division last year with the best defense in the division. You got to be able to stop somebody. Russ can cook all he want. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, if that defense can't fight his way out of a wet paper bag, you ain't going no damn where.
You're the guy that said they've got the Legion.
No boom.
Can't wait to see what the Lakers do this year.
Right. Westbrook, he will get MVP votes, though. All right, let's spin it.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Ooh, good one.
What's the question?
Will Carson Wentz return to his MVP form?
Yes, sir. I believe so. Listen, sometimes it's about location. We've seen a lot of people, falter and not be able to be a true representation of themselves in Philadelphia. It's a tough place to play. You have to have, you got to have supreme confidence. I'm not saying that Carson Wentz has that, but going to a place in a market like Indianapolis is a soft landing space with a person that he trusts and knows. And guess what? He's going to be able to burp the baby. He's not going to be able to be getting hit in the back of his head. He's not going to have to get rid of the ball in three Mississippis because they have one of the best offensive lines in the game, tremendous skill position. Listen, this is the reason why T.Y. Hilton told the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, let me say it again. T.Y. Hilton told the Baltimore Ravens thanks but no thanks when they made him an offer to go back to Indianapolis because he knew that Carson Wentz was coming, and that means that it's going to be a lot of friendly down-the-field balls for him, and that defense is solid.
And he's also got the coach. That's his guy.
Comfort.
And that's the most important part of it to me. And of also doesn't hurt that the offensive line is sturdy as well, which he didn't have that in Philadelphia. So you want to see him return to MVP form, but it's going to be neck up for him. That's what the problem was in Philly. It wasn't talent. It was neck up. Spin it.
The New York Jets.
Oh, this one's for you, Han.
Yeah?
Will Zach Wilson be better than Aaron Rodgers?
Really?
No, that's just ridiculous.
The actual question is, will Zach Wilson live up to the hype?
The hype now, though, Bart. The hype. It been overhyped, or is he number two overall pick?
I think it's been underhyped.
Underhyped?
I think it's been underhyped.
He had the throw of the pro day season. What the hell does that mean?
I think Jet fans are conditioned, right? I think Jet fans are conditioned to say, hey, let's wait, right? Because we thought Sam Darnold, his first game with the Lions, they were super hyped. After he threw a pick six, his first throw, he came back and looked amazing, right? So we understand that this is a marathon, not a sprint, and it's about Joe Douglas if that Zach Wilson's going to live up to the hype. Not about what Zach Wilson does. They put some good pieces around him. They got a little ways to go. I think in three years from now, the hype is going to be ridiculous.
You see this kid, he looks like if you give him an offensive line, he could be all right. A lot of people talking about the way he throws the ball.
I mean, you hear Aaron, listen, these ain't people. We talking about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers don't give people compliments. He's not some rosy guy, rainbows and sunshine. Tony Romo, you think about, come on, man. Phil Sims. Like, listen, it's the people that's complimenting him, not me. I defer to the experts.
Like, yeah, Chris Collinsworth, Phil Sims. We've heard, Aaron Rodgers has said stuff about him. Tony Romo.
Here we go, Jim.
But still, is it hype? Is it overhype? Man, I don't know. But
great,
I'm looking forward to seeing what he can be.
All right, spin it.
You want to spin it? We got 30 seconds. This is what we're going to do.
Know.
taking this all the way to the end. Aren't
That's how we going
this
up.
This is what we do.
The Detroit Lions.
Oh, man. Detroit Lions.
Is Jared Goff good?
No. Listen, Jared Goff is a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. Oh, it's all man, good, though. They're going to be biting some kneecaps.
Look, this has been a lot of fun. Once again, appreciate everybody. And as we say on the show, we out of this, John.
I holla.